This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember there was a study, I think, last year that said a third of Americans are lonely. And I know some of you guys are like, oh, gosh, now it's going to be about touchy-feely and we got to make friends with people we don't want to be friends with. I'm not telling you to do that. But I am telling you to just ask yourself, just evaluate, if you think you're lonely. Loneliness is huge. We don't talk about it much with the younger populations or middle age. We do talk about it with our older individuals and our seniors because loneliness can accelerate death. In fact, one study I think out of Harvard said it could be just as dangerous as smoking. And when an individual loses their spouse, when an individual is not around their family, they do age. And so with the senior population, we're very concerned about them being lonely, which is why we recommend, like in nursing home settings, they play games or do bingo or things like that. And why it's so important for the elderly population to, you know, be around other individuals. Now, we want, of course, to be careful with infectious disease, coming into flu season and things like that. But an older individual who is nearing the end of their life could, even if they might have 20 years left, they start to lose relationships when they actually can be making some pretty significant relationships. Now, some might not because they're like, well, what if these people aren't around? So there's sometimes some hesitancy, as well as some older individuals are like, look, you know, I had some real, you know, bad people in my life. I don't need that right now. So sometimes you might see older people isolate because they think some other individuals out there are going to be toxic or try to take their money or whatever. So I get it. Different strokes for different folks. But the loneliness I want to talk about is the middle-aged population and the younger population. We are having a huge loneliness pandemic. And I hate using the term pandemic, but apparently that's the only term that gets people to listen. Like, oh, pandemic? Oh, we got a monkeypox? Well, it's not pandemic. Well, it's getting better. Monkeypox is getting better, but still, we're on alert. But the loneliness issue is really affecting our Gen Zs, our millennials, and our Gen Xers, in addition to the baby boomers and the traditionalists. Traditionalists are older than baby boomers. And we have accelerated loneliness by going to social media, by not meeting people at a bar or at a party, you know, or blind dates. Now it's, well, just go online. Just go online. And people might feel, but I'm not lonely. Because I come home, or I'm working from home, and then I go straight to my computer, and I'm on social media, and there's all these people around. No, that doesn't satisfy the loneliness itch. Now, it all depends on how you define lonely, but lonely, to me, is defined as you want to be around other individuals, and other individuals are not physically there. Now, some of you may say, well, good, I don't want to be around other people. You need it. As a human, you need it. During the lockdown, people went shopping, even though they didn't need to go shopping. Why? Because they needed to be around other people. I'm a big fan of going to church, going to temple, mosque, wherever you go, because you're around people. Now, mind you, I got shushed. I think I got shushed. There was somebody behind me that was like, you know, you know, talking and commenting, you know, during services. So I, you know, kind of, you know, giggled with him. And you had the shh, I wasn't mad about that. I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I'm around other people, even getting shushed at a library. I have no problem being shushed at a library. Even though librarians are not, you know, usually my best comrades in life, just being around other people and getting shushed, sometimes it's just enough for me to be like, okay, good. I had enough patient or people interaction. But I don't necessarily suffer from loneliness because thank God I have so many people in my lives. But I got to tell you, when I do run into people or see people that I haven't been around in a while, gosh, it's euphoric. It just makes you feel good. And I think we really underestimate how important it is to be around other people. We could look at pictures, we could talk to them on the phone, you know, but you have to touch, you have to hug them, you have to see them in person. Now, a lot of people I've spoken to, they're like, oh, no, you know, I don't like the way I look, I haven't done my hair, I haven't spent money on my eyebrows, I've gained weight, I don't want to go out in public. And then they get worse, Well, you know, one of the reasons why you keep yourself up is because you are going to be out there and seen. You know, if you're telling yourself, look, it doesn't matter what my weight is because I could always angle the camera and filter, you're just going to gain weight. You have to keep that push. Same thing with people who sit all day long. When you sit all day long, your bones weaken. Like, well, I don't need my bones if I'm sitting. Yeah, you do. Get up and walk. Put some stress on those bones. If you put stress on the bones, they stay stronger. So I urge all of you to just kind of look and see if you have been a little too socially isolated and if you think that has contributed to any anxiety, depression, weight gain, attitudes towards life, and get out there. Maybe it could be something as simple as taking a class. And I'm not saying an online class, but maybe taking some of these, you know, classes at community college or sometimes your church or community center will offer these classes, but get around other people. You need that. Now, I'm not saying to go to the DMV line or go to Costco. That's different because people kind of say to themselves, because I'll talk to people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is really squishy ground beef. You want to squish it with me? They don't really respond to that. So they just kind of stick to themselves. But if you are in an arena where people do have to talk to you, you know, like going to church, I'm a huge fan of that because somebody has to talk to you, whether it's the pastor, whether it's the rabbi, whether it's somebody has to say something to you, you know, even if they don't like you because you're there, you know, but see if you notice that you feel differently when you're in that interaction and then you know you need it. And, you know, as a physician, many individuals don't realize they have a condition until they try medication and they feel better. Same thing with
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember an hour ago, Governor Ron DeSantis said, guys, there's still some time to get out. Now, no. No. Do not try and evacuate now. Now they're being told to hunker down, we're being told, as the eye of the hurricane has moved onshore. They believe there's still that potential for it to become a Category 5, but right now it is a Category 4. And as we discussed in the previous hour, the wind speeds have been clocked at close to 155 miles per hour. Once you're 157, you're at Category 5 strength. Now, what we can hope for is that this sucker moves quickly. The problem we had with Hurricane Katrina is it was a Hurricane 3 when it hit landfall, but it hovered and stayed there and continued to soak and dump water. We need this sucker to fly over Florida and fast. Well, we don't want it to go to Florida, but it already is, so now just move fast. So according to weather.com, Ian's storm surge has arrived along parts of the southwest Florida coast, including Naples, Florida. Over 5 feet of storm surge has inundated. Inundation has been measured more than any other storm at that gauge location in at least 50 years. Winds blowing offshore produced a blowout tide in Tampa Bay. The eyewall began scraping the coast of southwest Florida Wednesday, including Sanibel Island. This prompted an extreme wind warning used by the National Weather Service only in situations of the most intense winds and strong hurricanes. They said what has already been clocked is 112 mile per hour winds at the Naples Grand Beach Resort, 107 miles per hour winds at the Sanibel Island, 100 at the Redfish Pass on Captiva Island, 79 miles an hour at Punta Gorda, and then on the Atlantic side, a little bit lighter. But again, they could possibly feel this depending on how it transverses. Right now, the storm is, I think, even bigger than the size of Texas. So it, when you look at the satellite, the picture looks like it's consuming most of Florida. But the eye is right near Fort Myers. So hurricane warnings now stretch across the Florida Peninsula from southwest to central Florida's Space Coast, including Tampa, St. Petersburg, Fort Myers, Orlando, Daytona Beach, storm surge warning with the Keys, life-threatening flooding, anticipated, as well as tornadoes. They're worried about tornadoes as well that could hit the area. Now, we are hoping that bipartisanly, right, you don't have anybody try to take advantage of this and try to use it for their political game, but we're being told that on CNN, they tried to bring up climate change again. And CNN host Don Lemon, while he was interviewing a hurricane expert, asked about if, you know, this could be attributed to climate change. See, never let a good crisis go to waste. And the acting director of the NOAA National Hurricane Center, Jamie Rome, was asked what effect climate change has on this phenomenon. And he quickly shut down the line of questioning, saying, I don't think you could link climate change to any one event. And Lemon pushed on from what we understand, insisting that climate change was to blame for the storm. I believe Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, according to Daily Mail, also suggested that that if you vote in the midterm, you could thwart future hurricanes. That's really a very, you know, unresearched and uneducated description of how quickly, right, water and climate changes. You think a midterm election is going to make the difference between next year's hurricane season. And Romy held firm, saying climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against it. Lemon, though, said, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify. So I get that commentators, and this is the problem with news. Now you have personalities, and they want to, you know, put in their political thing because they think that's what their listeners want. But one of the worst and deadliest hurricanes to hit us was in the year 1900. Galveston, Texas. Now, mind you, we lost about 10,000 individuals because we didn't have warnings. People didn't evacuate. But still, a storm to kill 10,000 people had to have been intense. Hurricane Katrina was intense, and that was almost 20 years ago, 17 years ago, to be exact. So, you know, I'm reluctant to make any of this political, because mind you, I live near the Grand Canyon. When I fly over the Grand Canyon, that sucker was not created in the past 50 years because of our heavy dependence on fossil fuels. That Grand Canyon has been around for centuries. So climate always changes. You're going to have shifts in your seasons. You're going to have tectonic plates. You're going to have drier areas getting drier, wetter areas getting wetter. And there might be a component to how we interact with our environment. But to try to use this moment to politically push and throw in, and I don't know if it was this producer saying tie this into climate change. We got an election coming up. I don't know. I don't know what pressure these newscasters have to tie things into politics. But we've had some really, really, really bad. I mean, there was a horrible earthquake in the early 1900s in San Francisco. You know, maybe climate changed in the 1900s from the 1800s, but natural disasters hit. The flood of Noah. You know, they say all this flooding is happening because of climate change. Okay, well, climates change. Climate is never stagnant. So I think the term climate change might need some altering. But flooding occurred prior. I mean, what about the 10 plagues? The 10 plagues during the time of Ramses II occurred when there was a volcano. They believe there were issues going on with the environment that could explain why they might have attributed to, I mean, I believe God was involved, but for those who are like, where's the science behind the water turning red as blood? Well, red tide. What about, you know, the pestilence and the frogs? Well, if they can't be at the water, then they're going to move inland. You know, if they're not water, then the animals are going to get sick. You know, there is a scientific pattern and an explanation sometimes. And so if we've known there's been floods, there's been changes with water, there's been crevices and canyons made, we could assume that throughout time there's been these things. Now, this is a very intense storm, but this is one of the first intense storms to hit us this year. Does that mean there's not climate change? Because our hurricane season started later and wasn't as active as predicted? So we really do need to be careful, and kudos to the meteorologist and the acting director of the NOAA National Hurricane Center for being as scientific as it could. And I understand people want to protect the environment. I get that. I work for the EPA. I can't stand seeing people litter. Seeing the mask issue and mask getting caught on birds' legs and birds getting trapped and falling and dying because they got stuck in the loops and coral being sullied with these masks. I do want the environment protected. I couldn't stand the fact that people were in their car idling for takeout because they weren't allowed in the building. And all the spray that could have affected the ozone layer to disinfect. And then all the plastic that we used to have all these barriers between people. It was, I think we hurt the environment a lot with COVID. So I want us to be environmentally conscious. But trying to make it, you know, trying to say we have to stop eating, you know, what we're eating. We have to hold in our farts. We have to spend all this money studying cow farts. We have to, we have to go all electric. And I think we really need to have a more, we just have to have a more, I guess, practical approach to things. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
I don't know how this is constitutional. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but there's no way that the president of the United States can make a $500 billion decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge happening later Wednesday. At 5 a.m. Eastern, Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. And so this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So if I could kind of minimize this email that's kind of long. Basically, one of our listeners has a wife who had started to go down the path of Botox and fillers, and he's not liking the way her face is changing. And he doesn't know how to talk to her about it. And you guys have seen some of these stars where their face starts to look almost like a cat. And I have been very reluctant to start the nip-tuck sort of stuff on my face. I have some lines. I have some marionette lines. Like, you know how Bruce Willis has right around the mouth? You kind of have those. They're called marionette lines. Some women don't like those because it looks like they have jowls. And we want to look more smooth. But I I don't want to start because I see friends my age and, oh my gosh, I look horrible. And I don't want to look like that. On the flip side, and I know a lot of you guys are going to want to throw up in your mouth, but I have to be honest, Nancy Pelosi's in her 80s. And her plastic surgery doesn't look that bad. Whatever she's had done. She doesn't look like, you know, Catwoman. So I'm, you know, when you see some older individuals age well and do a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, I mean, Nicole Kidman, her face kind of changed a lot. You do see, I remember when Brad Pitt got some fillers, it was really obvious and he looked puffy. But what ends up happening with this is, one is you're being given a sales pitch. There's a lot of money in plastic surgery. So you get promised all these things. Saying, don't worry, that's not going to happen to you. I'm involved. I'm the one doing the injections. I'm going to make sure these other people went to, you know, got hack jobs done. I'm going to make sure this doesn't happen to you. And then sometimes it happens to them anyway. Now, please definitely research your plastic surgeon or research whoever is doing some of your nip tucks and your beauty regimens. The other is the, wait a second, that did so well. You know what? Maybe do that Botox over here. Or put that filler over here. And then you're like, well, huh. You start almost getting addicted to it. And you actually start to go, wait a second. You know, if I look this good, then, you know, I can do more. I mean, if this knocked off 5 years, what if I double it? I can knock off 10 years. And so you start to, just like a gambler would, or just like somebody with weight loss drugs or whatever, they actually start to take it to a level that they shouldn't. Then it wears off. And you get the rebound, or you get the downer part of it, just like with the drug. You know, now I'm coming off the speed. Or I am coming off the high. And you notice it more. I had a friend of mine who took care of some of her lines on her forehead. When it wore off, it was almost more exaggerated than when it started. Now, maybe it's just because you weren't used to seeing it, and all of a sudden you saw it again. But then that rebound starts to make people panic, and they go, put in more. And you almost can't stop. And so I'm nervous that we have and nobody really talks about it because it's not a big deal, but you have a lot of people out there that are married to individuals that are like, look at what my wife is doing to herself. You know, breast implants. I totally get people who want a breast augmentation. I didn't have implants or anything like that. I did a lift. Because after breastfeeding and babies, it was amazing what happened to my chest. I had the best chest. And then all of a sudden, it's like, no. So I got a lift. I was really happy about that. Interestingly, though, I started gaining weight. Everybody said, you're going to gain weight after plastic surgery. It's like a curse. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've kept my weight down post-kids. I did start to gain after that. I still will blame it on going through early menopause, but just weird. How I was like, okay, now I'm going to have the perfect body, and then all of a sudden I gained weight. So I couldn't really even enjoy the whole bikini sort of thing, because I started gaining weight after that. And metabolism changed, and everything changed. But, so, the only plastic surgery I've had right now is just the lift. But I haven't done the Botox, I haven't done the fillers, and maybe I should. I know a lot of people are like, Dahlia, you might want to, you know, follow somebody else's advice, because girl, you need to do some stuff. But my problem is, I have possibly another 40, 50 years, God willing, on this earth. I am in public. I don't know how much I want to do. And, you know, my mom has aged pretty well. Now, I mean, when I was younger, I thought she looked old. But when I look at my mom, she doesn't have a lot of wrinkles. Now, it's because she stayed out of the sun and she avoided alcohol. But, yeah, I know. But she, you know, she wasn't, she, you know, and she hydrates and things like that. But, you know, I might have the genes where I don't necessarily have to go through all that. But I understand, you know, I'm in the public eye, I'm on TV, you know, there, I'm going to have to do some things. And I'm going to, you know, and it's frustrating. So for those of you that are married to somebody and they are starting to really change their face and all that, and you're afraid to, first of all, if you are afraid to talk to your spouse because you think they're going to cry or get upset, that's a problem. You need to be able to talk to them. All right, you need to be able to talk to them about their weight, about their health. I know everybody's afraid to talk to their wives, but you need to bring it up. You just have to. And if you think they're making a mistake, you have to realize you might be part of it because they come back after spending all that money and you go, oh, wow, you look amazing, you look amazing. You keep telling them that they look amazing. So they don't, you know, your opinion starts to be very, I don't know, either mood or it just seems to be, you know, diluted down where it's not like somebody who just meets them. And so you might need, if you really think there's an issue, you might want to go with them to their physician and say, look, these are some of her before and after pictures. I'm a little nervous. Her skin is very shiny. Her mouth is puffy. She's having creases that she never had. She looks swollen. And it's, you know, I don't want that to get worse. I mean, what's the worst thing gonna, you know, your wife's gonna divorce you? I mean, somebody has to step in and say something. And say, you know, look, this might not have been you, it might have been a previous plastic surgeon, but what is the best way to do this? Because she's naturally beautiful. And I think that this is hijacking some of her normal aging. And now you're at the point where once you do start to wrinkle and crease, it's more exaggerated. And it does need to be stopped. Usually what stops it, to be honest, is the money. People can't afford it. And then sadly, a lot of these individuals go into a depression because then they really look old and they age and they're like, well, now I don't want anybody to see me. But I would rather you have less done than too much because you could always add. And the suggestion would be, look, what if we let her face take a rest and then come back and try to start with a new slate? Let her get all that other crap out of her system, and then maybe it's a facelift. Maybe it's just a little bit of Botox that can add. Because sometimes, honestly, all you need to do is a couple creases. Like, I see people make this mistake with makeup and blemishes. They'll put so much on where all they need to do is change the contours of something. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I love save money. You tell me that I could save money on something, I'm all over it. I love to save money. And the one thing I have been amazed by is I'll go to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription before my surgery or whatever I had to do, and the prescription is like $40 copay. Like, what the hell is this? So I go to like GoodRx, and I find out that I could get it for $14. I'm like, damn. And, you know, I'm not being cheap. It's just, I can't stand, this is one of my real pet peeves. I can't stand that there are two prices for something. Where you have two individuals, same individual standing there at the counter. one person is paying double than somebody else. Why? Because they have something else in their hand that could change the price. I told you guys at Target, I was so frustrated when I found out that Target, you could get 5% off if you use the Target credit card. And then I had to get that. And when, you know, my family goes, oh, I ran into Target, and I go, but you didn't use the Target card, and we just spent 5% more. It just really ticks me off to spend more than somebody else because of a semantic. So when it comes to prescriptions, if there's a way for you to save money, hell yeah. If there's actually a second price for individuals, we got to jump on that. So interestingly, Governor Sisolak, as well as governors in Oregon and Florida, have made a free discount card that is supposed to save money on prescription drugs. It's called ArrayRx, and the website had been down last night, and then it looks like we're having some trouble today with it. But let me see if I can pull it up. Now the website's completely down. So I'm sorry about that, because I don't want to get you guys all excited. But again, anything government does seems to always have some hiccups. But fascinatingly, for a brief period of time, you could access ArrayRx.com, ArrayRx.com. Now, for some reason, the site is down. It's saying GoDaddy. And it allowed you to get a discount card that could get your prescriptions about 80% off. And it's for all residents of Nevada. You don't have to be of a certain income, creed, race, gender. All residents of Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. No membership fee, no age, no income restrictions. And it's on all FDA-approved prescriptions. So I don't think you could get ivermectin for COVID, but you could get ivermectin probably cheaper for lice or whatever you take ivermectin for, parasites. And you basically get your own unique number, and now it's on your phone. So rather than having to look up GoodRx or one of these other ones, you could show this ArrayRx.com. And again, I'm sorry, I don't know why it's not up. Last night, there was an issue. I think what happens is once news gets out, everybody jumps on it. So the news has been out for a week, but I got information from, I think, my licensing board, saying Governor Sisolak in our neck of the woods, because I live in Nevada, got this established. So everybody starts to go on it and check it out. And then the website wasn't working. It was still there, though. Now it looks like the website's completely gone. So I got to find out what the hell is going on with that. Basically, what they wanted to do was reduce prescription drug costs. They want to implement a statewide drug discount card. This allows state officials to work with other states in the West to address rising drug costs. Sisolak announced the program on his Twitter account saying, quote, today, I'm proud to officially launch a free prescription drug discount card for all Nevadans, ArrayRx. Prescription drugs can get too expensive, and this program will keep more money in Nevadans' pockets. So this is something that could be very, very helpful. Now, like I said, it's easy to get once. I was about to, you know, tell you this is really easy. Just go on it now. But all I'm getting now is the GoDaddy website, with the GoDaddy page, which is interesting because that means the website was taken down. Usually the website will say, look, try again later, which is what happened last night. So for those of us that have used GoDaddy, GoDaddy will own the hosting site or that website, but there should still be some sort of a page. So we'll let you guys know. But the reason why I bring this up is even if you don't live in Washington or Oregon or Nevada, your state, especially your governor or your public officials, are starting to take a lot more matters into their own hands, as they're nervous about what the Biden administration is doing or not doing. You know, the insulin issues, that was a cluster and a half. President Trump said he was going to cap insulin prices. That was moving forward, and for some reason got canceled after the election. Now it's brought back in the Inflation Reduction Act. But again, while the feds are going back and forth going, yeah, we're making it cheaper. No, we're not. That was another president. Now we're doing it again this way. States are like, screw this, we're going to help our constituents because they got an election coming up. And also, these, you know, people are having issues. And when our public officials are up there, you know, on the ballot, they need to show that they did things. And they need to go, look, this is what we brought you. This is what we did. Now, I'm not exactly sure what's funding this. I from what I understand, this is not supposed to cost taxpayer dollars. And when these prescription discount cards happen, there's a variety of mechanisms in play. And many of them are, in terms of working with the pharmaceutical company, of, look, you know, you get X amount of money for your drugs, but you're going to honor these discounts. Just like how insurance works. You know, look, guys, you're going to take very little pay for seeing the patient because hopefully you're getting money from other sources, but then you're going to get volume from us. So you'll get volume as a trade-off for less profit per prescription. And a lot of the pharmaceutical companies will go for that because they want the volume, and they want, once you like the drug and have your doctor write it, you'll then, you know, and this isn't just generics. This is supposed to be brand names. So that's the incentive for pharmaceutical companies, because they want to sell as many of their drug before they lose their patent. And they want people asking for brand name. But people won't ask for brand name if it's expensive. So if there's a way where people can get the brand name, and then they can say, look, I use this product, and then it helps their numbers, and then it helps their volume, it is financially advantageous to be a part of some of these prescription programs. Now, not every drug's going to be 80% off. You know, in your state, you might have a prescription drug program, and it might, you know, say up to 80%, but you're only getting 10% off. You know, sometimes it could be a little gimmicky. But the moral of the story is you don't always have to pay full price. There's always gimmicks. There's always coupons. I don't know how many times I will go online and I'll buy something, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're asking for a coupon code. So for poops and giggles, I'll search a coupon code, and then you get some random ones. Some of them don't work, and I'll put it in just to throw it out there, and all of a sudden they knock off 15%. Right? You don't always have to pay full price. And I can't stand haggling. I can't stand that attitude of you never take a price for what it's worth. So people go into a store and they go, well, give it to me for this, or give it to me for this. You know, I really don't like that. But the truth of the matter is not everybody's paying full price. And there's coupons, there's deals, there's all these. Now that flying is more expensive, you have all these flight attendants or people who work in the airline industry giving tips on how to get upgraded, where there's all these little tricks on how to do it, because people want to get something without having to pay full price like everybody else. Now, eventually, if everybody's getting the discount, then just get rid of the discount. That bothered me with some grocery stores where you could only get the discount if you had the card on you. And then if you didn't have the card, people are like, you know what, I'm going to leave and I'll come back here. Just take the groceries. And they're like, no, you know what, we'll swipe the card. Eventually, just offer lower prices so we don't have to be messing around with coupons. But this ArrayRx is cool once the website gets back up. 1-877-DOLLAR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.